Good morning, the 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. Between two criminals, a mocking title above his head, with only Mary, who represents the love of humanity, the disciple John, who represents our need to be steadfast, and Mary Magdalene, the representation of courageous hope, all kneel at Jesus' feet as he surrenders his last breath. Into your hands I commend my spirit. What can we say of anyone's death, since we do not know what it is to be dead? Dying we know, but not death. What possible words can we have for the death of God? The word of God is silenced. What words do we have? Yet this dead man on the cross is the word that speaks most loudly of a love beyond imagination. Pain and destitution often make people feel deeply alone and isolated. No one can understand the suffering that we endure. It is beyond sharing. But in Christ, one is never alone. In Him, God embraces everyone who feels abandoned and betrayed. People struggling with the loss of those whom they love, those who are angry at senseless terminal illness, those who feel that God has let them down. In Jesus, God embraces the absence of God. God has come near to us in our dissolution, and so we can come into His presence. Let us pray. Jesus, be with us at the hour of our death. May those who feel abandoned by God know that He is closer than we can imagine. May those who feel that there is no God at all discover His intimate presence. Amen.